This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everything's bigger in Texas, but this is the coolest gun shop I've ever been here. I've been here quite a few times in their shooting range, but I never spent any time here in their actual gallery where they're selling all these great firearms. I mean, you think about what goes on in third world countries where they keep the public poor on purpose, or you think about what happens in communist countries where people are disarmed. But I mean, this really is what separates Americans from almost everybody else in the world, except maybe the Swiss, is that we can still get firearms. And it's this revolution that really is make or break it for America. And we're beginning to win because gun owners are taking people out in a safe way and taking folks that have been domesticated out shooting, and then once they start shooting, they get empowered. I can't tell you how many times I've gone out with Mike Judge, who's a big Hollywood producer, and taken crew from different TV shows and movies he's producing shooting. A lot of the crew and the stars from shows like Silicon Valley, we took about 15 of them out shooting a few years ago, and within an hour, they were all converted to, wow, I've never shot a gun before, and I'm shooting bullseye at 100 yards with a 223. This was like liberal, you know, female stars, male stars, you name it. Within an hour, we're already awake saying, why shouldn't I be able to protect myself? Why shouldn't I be able to have this fun? I'm competent. I'm not a criminal. That's what we're talking about right here in America. Now, I don't know if this is accurate, but I was watching Pawn Stars, and they claim there's only like 10 or 15 of these in the whole country. Is that true?
I believe so, and we are very lucky to actually have one. And
wow.
This is a great centerpiece. I mean, it's a beautiful piece of machinery when you really look at it. And you got to really appreciate the construction of it and how it works and, you know, ingenuity of that time period. It's amazing.
So this is the Gatling gun from the Civil War?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, we've got the modern-day version of this bad boy on the other side of the fireplace.
Oh, let's go look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because on Pawn Stars, they were debating whether there's like 10 or 15.
I think there's like authentic ones.
Yeah.
Now.
So that's an authentic one?
Yes.
Amazing.
This is a modern day.
Wow.
Yes, take a look at that thing.
This is what Jesse Ventura supposedly walks around with.
Well, I would say that's a pretty beefy gun.
Yeah, get ready for a real backache. Huh? So what is this bad boy?
So this is a 7.62 minigun. This is what you typically see in most of our special operations birds. You see these mounted on most of our vehicles. They're outside of our birds now. Just lay down a tremendous amount of firepower. So one trigger is going to activate a cyclic rate of about 750 rounds per minute, which is pretty significant. You typically would use that to get on target. And then with the flip of a switch, you go to 1,100 rounds per minute, which is just a huge amount of increased firepower at that point.
So you use the lower rate just to target?
Yeah, kind of. You know, when you're just kind of, you know, messing around, but then when it's all business and serious, oh yeah, you go right into that second trigger. Beautiful. And I mean, it's a minigun.
Shoot it this way while he talks over that way. It looks amazing.
Yeah, that is a pretty intimidating look when you're looking at the business end of this thing. I would not ever want to be on the receiving end of this that way. It's death zone. There's nothing you can really do. There's nothing you can hide behind. There's nothing you can hide from. You can't outrun this thing. And you're pretty much toast.
I was growing up as a child. I heard my grandfather and other World War II vets talk about, we've got our Second Amendment, we've got our First Amendment, and we've got free market. And I thought, oh, quit harping all day about how great America is. And it wasn't until I got older that I realized how much attack it was under. So I love handguns. I love revolvers. I love semi-auto, full auto. I've shot it all. But there's something as an American rifleman about a 308 Remington 700. Within just a few shots out at the range, to be able to hit bullseye 400 plus yards. That might be. is magic. That, my friends, is the equalization of power against the globalist. That, my friends, is Americana.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Developing stories as well. So keep your eyes on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com because we are entering the thick of the battle. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition. Well, it's official. The Democratic Party and the Republican establishment are openly saying they're preparing to move in the next month or so with the 25th Amendment declaring the president to be mentally unfit. Now, if you go back 2 months ago, former Vice President Al Gore, former head of the CIA Brennan, former deputy director of the CIA, Mr. Mudd, his name is Mudd, no joking, did come out and say within a couple months the president will be removed and it will be non-legislative. And then many on Capitol Hill were told it would be violent. In fact, Mudd said we're going to, quote, kill the president. But more and more we see they're going to go with the 25th Amendment route, claiming that he's mentally ill and that he's damaging the country. Now, why are they panicking so bad? We just saw a young 31-year-old populist libertarian-style Trump leader, Sebastian Kurz, in Austria defeat the liberal Democrat parties there in a big election. You're seeing nationalism spread from Brazil to Austria to Australia to Russia to the United States to Canada. And communism and socialism is increasingly seen as the failed ideologies that they indeed are. So now we have Senator Bob Corker, the disgraced individual under criminal investigation, preparing to resign from the Senate, announcing he's not going to run again, and he is the figurehead now. He is the leader, they believe, that can bring down Trump. It shows you how pathetic they are and the fact that they are panicking that the economy is coming back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, an all-time high of 23,000 today. And so we have this former Bush aide, Michael Gerson, that means the mouth of the Bush crime syndicate, you know, the folks who voted 3% for Jeb Bush, they still think the public is going to accept them, tells GOP establishment it's time to panic about Trump. This is in the Wall Street Journal. This is in the Washington Post. This is being pushed everywhere, saying he's going to start World War III because of North Korea when it was the system of appeasement and of, quote, strategic patience under the Clintons that gave the reactors and the missiles to North Korea. So now, oh, he's insane because he's listening to his military advisors on the policies there. Tillerson plays good cop. Trump plays bad cop. And again, CNN and others try to deceive the public, acting like there isn't congruent strategy and stratagems going on inside the Trump White House. The truth is, internationally, we've seen win after win against the EU, against ISIS, against NATO, against the globalists, and getting all these countries from South Korea to Japan to Germany to France to pay their share of operations like NATO and what's going on there in the partnership in the South China Sea. People respect Trump. They know he's strong. The economy shows that. The new jobs show that. But they are intensifying their massive panic. Gerson urges Republicans to join, again, their failed champion, Senator Bob Corker, to publicly raising two questions. Is Trump psychologically and morally equipped? And that, of course, will be mainstream media and Congress that decides to be president. And could his unfitness cause permanent damage to the country? Globalism was killing the country and strangling the economy by design. Though Gerson does not explicitly state how he would like them to act, the Washington Post offers a clue. At the very end of Gerson's column, the Post has embedded a video made by one of their staffers titled, "How Does the 25th Amendment Work?" The video's caption reads, "The 25th Amendment sets forth a procedure to removing a president from office. Here's how it's enacted." Well, you've got all these Democrats pushing it. You've got all these Republicans pushing it. Because they're losing. They're losing primaries. They're losing runoffs. They're losing every special election from Colorado to Alabama. They don't know what to do. Globally, there's an awakening against the technocracy, against the private corporate megabanks, against the Davos Group. Even former heads of the Davos Group have come on this show and gone public about the fact that it's dead on arrival, that globalism is authoritarianism, and that people are rejecting it. So what are they going to do? I said this last Monday. We laid it out in detail here because it was crystal clear what was happening. And Roger Stone's going to be joining us later with Owen Schroyer to break all of this down. They tried to have Hillary and Bill Clinton bring out women with connections to the Democratic Party and women with John Doe or Jane Doe names with no proof, with fake court filings, claiming that Trump grabbed them or Trump did this or Trump did that, when the allegations were over a decade old and there never been any proof, and they'd only recently brought them up politically. They were going after Trump on their weak points to change the subject. They even had two fake filings in Texas and in New York saying that Trump had had 15-year-old girls grabbed at bus stops 20-something years ago and that he and Jerry Epstein had raped them, even though Trump knew Epstein, had been at public events with him, and once to his house in Florida. And we talked to Trump about it. He gets there. There's a bunch of looks like 15-year-old girls in the pool. And Trump says, "I'm getting the hell out of here." We told that story back during the campaign. That's directly from Roger Stone, who talked to the president about it. He didn't make 20-plus flights on Jerry Epstein's plane to the Lolita Express torture island. He didn't fly to the Middle East with known sheiks or known pedophiles. He never flew with Jerry Epstein one time. He wasn't associated with Wiener. He didn't represent as a young lawyer like Hillary did pedophiles. He wasn't associated with the Arab Spring, mass raping and killing Christians and women and throwing priests off buildings and gays off buildings. No. So outcomes from the midst of this summer Zervos with Gloria Allred, the usual suspect who also brought forward previous women, and those lawsuits blew up in Allred's face and disappeared like phantoms at dawn. So now they're back again. And what did I say? It was very, very clear. You can see it coming a few weeks ago. I remember specifically last Monday I laid it out just to show you that we understand the model of how these people operate, and you can discover how they operate by getting inside their heads and bring them down. First, you've got them trying to have Hillary and Bill, the known sex abusers and sex abuse enablers, the lady that first called women that talked about Bill, you know, bimbo eruptions, even though he brutally raped them and he settled many of the cases. So they tried to turn it around against Trump. It didn't work. The media tried to sell it against Trump. People saw the hypocrisy. So the establishment went, well, you know what? The problem is we shouldn't have used the Clintons as the example against Trump. It was too hypocritical. It was too ridiculous. It was too one-sided. People saw right through it. So what do we do? We know that there's all these cases coming out with Harvey Weinstein, and that they just changed his contract recently to protect themselves from all the sex assault reports that were already coming. They've been suppressing these reports since the late 1990s with him with underage girls who've come forward. We're talking 17-year-olds he tried to grab, tried to go after. They really covered it up in 2004, again, using Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, George Clooney, and the usual suspects, the New York Times and NBC. They all covered that up en masse. So what were they going to do? Well, wait. Go ahead and burn Weinstein, as it's already coming out. Bring that into the media. Give the media a facelift with them actually going after a real abuser and a big Hollywood dirtbag that everybody hates. As America turns against Hollywood, you see MSNBC, CNN, and the mainstream dinosaur media turning against its own allied corrupt system, hoping if they throw it to the wolves, the public will have some type of credit with them, and it will give them some type of credibility. This is desperation to remain pertinent and to look like you're staying in the ball game at some level. Then once they've done the media facelift by going after Harvey Weinstein, they then turn against Trump. They already had this set up weeks ago, you can tell, and roll out Gloria Allred's latest minion. We'll be back with a clip of her so-called testimony and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This live Monday broadcast. Now, coming up, the Las Vegas massacre has completely come off the rails. The wheels have come off the official story. The sheriff is acting like someone who is a deer in the headlights and really changing his story. It's dramatic footage. We've got a compilation of that coming up later in the next hour that I put together with Rob Due. But right now, let's get back to the big story here. You got the Republican and Democratic Party leadership hanging on by their fingernails as a global populist movement explodes against unelected corporate world government that has bought and sold our politicians for at least 50 years. And they're moving ahead with the 25th Amendment challenge against the president. Now, enter into that Summer Zervos, who is being handled by Gloria Allred, who already brought forward other suits that got thrown out of court. Now, she's claiming that while on the host of The Apprentice, more than a decade ago, Trump grabbed her, kissed on her, and tried to pick her up. But just a year ago, and again, 2 years ago and 3 years ago, she was always trying to get jobs from Trump or getting Trump to come into her business, come into her restaurant, and give her attention. And if you look at the body language and her behavior and who she's working for and the timing and the mainstream media and all of this, it's as phony as a $3 bill in my book. And remember, we saw the PR rollout of this 2 weeks ago. I said, when they're done with Weinstein, they're going after Trump. That's what this whole buildup is. And that's because the Clintons tried to do this. And that's the pot calling the kettle black big time. That's like Lucifer telling somebody that took a drink of whiskey that they were actually the head devil. I mean, it's just where it's like a child molester telling somebody that had a crooked toenail that the guy with the crooked toenail was really the bad guy. Trump never had any of these reports, never had any of these problems, never had any history of this until he was running for president. And all the other cases were proven to be frauds. So now, why is this happening? The media needs a facelift. They tried to run the sex abuser and the sex abuse enabler, Hillary, the Clinton combine, Billary, against Trump. It didn't work. The public saw through it. So now the media gives itself a facelift, goes after the king of Jell-O, Bill Cosby, goes after some of these other people, goes after other low-level Hollywood people, finally goes after Weinstein because they knew that fruit was about to fall off the tree to begin with. This was a desperate move to give themselves a facelift, to look credible, to go, oh, it's not political. It's just the season of comeuppance, going after the evil Hollywood elite that they know we all hate, and then equating that with populism and Trump with no proof. Here is an excerpt of her testimony.
I was standing in the entryway. To my left was a bedroom, and I saw Mr. Trump's clothes on the bed. I did not see him, but he greeted me with hello in a sing-song voice. It sounded like, hello. I thought the mistake had been made, and Mr. Trump thought he was speaking to someone he was more familiar with. I walked further into the living room, away from the bedroom, and sat down. I waited for about 15 minutes until Mr. Trump emerged. He had his suit on.
It's really bad acting in my view.
I stood up, and he came to me and started kissing me open-mouthed as he was pulling me towards him. I walked away, and I sat down in a chair. He was on a low seat across from me, and I made an attempt at conversation. He then asked me to sit next to him. I complied. He then grabbed my shoulder and began kissing me again very aggressively and placed his hand on my breast. I pulled back and walked to another part of the room. He then walked up, grabbed my hand, and walked me into the bedroom.
Okay, so in my view, that's bad acting. She couldn't get a job working for a soap opera. She's reading off a piece of paper, looking down, and she tried to get Trump to come to her restaurant and tried to get Trump to have her involved in his programs and things just a year ago. So she's been pursuing him, and now she's up here, this what washed up wannabe reality TV show contestant, and she's saying the president of the United States did this to her, but she didn't say anything back at the time it happened when he was the host of The Apprentice. So Trump campaign subpoenaed over sexual assault allegations. Lawyers for one of the women who have accused Donald Trump of sexual assault subpoenaed the campaign for all documents relating to her. All communications with or about her and all documents concerning any women who asserted that Donald J. Trump touched her inappropriately. This comes in the case of Summer Zervos, a former contestant on The Apprentice, who accused Trump of sexually assaulting her in 2007. The accusations were made in October of last year at a news conference. Zervos claims Trump kissed her twice on the lips during a lunch meeting. Isn't that just interesting? But to be clear, quote, Trump says, I never met her at a hotel or greeted her inappropriately a decade ago. That is not who I am as a person, and it is not how I've conducted my life. In fact, Mrs. Zervos continued to contact me for help, emailing my office on April 14th of this year, asking that I visit her restaurant in California, Trump said. And they've got all that information. Trump is going to say it's a total fiction, all false stuff, and said there is a concerted effort to take down his campaign. That was back at the time. Now there's a concerted effort to stop the rally of the stock market at any cost. But here's the good news. They've weaponized the NFL against America. They've weaponized Hollywood against America for a long time. They've weaponized mainstream news. They've weaponized, and anybody doing it is seeing 10 to 15 point drops per year consecutively, where the NFL is down 35 points this year. They are the most unpopular sports group in America. And now the NBA and everybody else that wanted to be political and globalist and force-feed garbage, people are walking with their feet. They are voting with their feet. They are saying no. It's their right. You have your free speech. We have ours. And now the owners that own your little entertainment franchises are saying, listen, we can tell you don't spike a ball in the end, in the end zone. Don't get in a fight. We can fine you for wearing the wrong shoes if we want. You are going to follow the old rule to stand for the anthem. Don't put your hand over your chest, but you're going to stand up. You're paid. You got free speech out of here to do whatever you want, but not here. Well, Colin Kaepernick, the little spoiled, rotten SJW Soros minion, who only made $200+ million in his career, who had the last two seasons were terrible. No team wants to sign you because you are horrible at football. And because you're a spoiled brat. You know, there's photos I've seen of him years ago standing around with a huge $20 million house, Lamborghinis, Ferraris in front of him. I just want to ask, you know, is this the America that treated you so bad and you hate your fans so much and everybody's out to get you? Well, here's the good news. We're rejecting you. So we filed a lawsuit, a grievance, with the NFL saying they're discriminating against him because basically of his politics and because he's black. Yeah, that's why 90+% of the starters are black. That's why you're making hundreds of millions of dollars. And now the owners of the teams don't want you to bankrupt them further. Hey, I hope they put you back on. I hope they put you on the Cowboys or something and you help bring down the whole stinking thing. Because it's a diversion for men. They just spend time with their families. It's been corrupt forever. It's a sick, filthy joke. And it all needs to collapse along with Hollywood and the rest of it. And it is collapsing. We're watching their death throes. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. This is the InfoWar. This is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones, I am Owen Schroyer. We're going to hear from Roger Stone later today, as well as Jack Posobiec in the fourth hour. Ton of news to cover, some video clips to get to, and we see the tea leaves Alex Jones predicted it a while ago. They're going to try to rehash this Trump as a sexual predator deal, and they're going to use the momentum off of the Harvey Weinstein gate to try to get it to work. And I'll just say this. I'm expecting them to start to release some tapes on Trump. I think that they probably have some other tapes. They're probably pretty mild, maybe in the same light that the Billy Bush tapes were in. But it's not going to matter. That's the key. It's not going to matter. America has already rebuked the fake mainstream media. We've already rebuked the political establishment, and Trump is that representation. So it doesn't matter how much they try to slander Trump's character or bring him down. The people are behind Trump because of what he represents, and that's an idea, and that's an America First policy, and that's a president in the White House that is actually going to put America's concerns before their own and before that of their big donors and their foreign donors. And this is what InfoWars has been fighting for since Alex Jones started. And he's come a long way since when he began. InfoWars is now live 10 hours a day, and that's thanks to your support out there, going to InfoWarsStore.com, buying our great products. And I got to thank Alex Jones because he takes care of us here at the office, and we have an Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier in every room here at the InfoWars offices. This is something that you want at your house too, folks. The Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier is 20% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a limited time offer, 20% off the Alexa Pure Breeze air purifier. One of the best units you can get for air purification. I have one in my home. I know that everyone at InfoWars loves this. They also have it at their homes, and it works, folks. Alex is not kidding. You can sneeze 100 yards away from one of these things, and it immediately kicks into gear. It's like just amazing. I highly recommend it. Alexa Pure Breeze, and it's 20% off. That's huge savings right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We got other savings going on as well. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. And that's 50% off if you get auto ship. Yeah, there's the Alexa Pure Breeze. 4.8 star review. Almost 500 reviews on that bad boy. That's a mean machine right there when it comes to air purification. You will notice the difference with that. But don't forget, 40% off BioTrue Selenium. And with auto ship, that's 50% off. A lot of people forget about the auto ship option. This super combo, which is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, that combo is 40% off. That combo itself has a 4.9 star review. That is incredible. Two products, a 4.9 star review, 40% off. You can get BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2, the super combo, 40% off. And again, just look at how highly rated these products are with the reviews that we have. People try it, they love it, and then they come back for more, and we offer the greatest specials. Don't forget 50% off BrainForce as well. I don't know how much longer we can do that, but we do have that offer still running. They're selling it off the shelves. I literally have people asking me for whole boxes of this. I'm not even kidding. Requesting hundreds of BrainForce bottles because this is such a popular product and this special is so huge. So get to InfoWarsStore.com before we run out. Well, you know what? I've got a stack of news here. Alex has pretty much broken down what the globalist next move is against Trump. We've got Roger Stone coming up at 1:30, Jack Posobiec at 2. He's going to have a guest, Jacob Wool from offendamerica.com. But let's just get into some of the news. Where to begin, guys? Let's look at this Hillary Clinton thing. I just want to get this out of my way. Let's just get this out of the way. Let's get this nauseating thing out of the way. So Hillary Clinton, she caked on the makeup like Pennywise, and then gave an interview on an Australian TV network. And she had something to say about Julian Assange. And again, what you're going to hear from Hillary Clinton here is projecting exactly what she is on her enemies. Listen to the latest blatant lies out of the mouth of the demon witch, Hillary Clinton.
I think Assange has become a kind of nihilistic opportunist who does the bidding of a dictator.
Lots of people, including in Australia, think that Assange is a martyr for free speech and freedom of information. How would you describe him?
I mean, he's a tool of Russian intelligence. And if he's such an, you know, martyr of free speech, why doesn't WikiLeaks ever publish anything coming out of Russia?
Arrogance. Isn't he just doing what journalists do, which is publish
smugness.
Information when they get it?
I don't think so. I think, for number one, it's stolen information. And number two, if all you did was publish it, that would be one thing. But there was a concerted operation between WikiLeaks.
Seriously, they had
and
the cake to make
Russia
up on that
and
pig.
Most likely people in the United States to, as I say, weaponize that information.
Yeah, you know, you still have yet to deny that the content of those emails is real. So how are you weaponizing information that's real? Oh, I see. We're weaponizing the information by making it available to the public. No, Hillary Clinton, you are the weapon against America. You are the globalist weapon against freedom. So then Julian Assange responds, there's something wrong with Hillary Clinton. It is not just her constant lying. It is not just that she throws off menacing glares and seethes thwarted entitlement. I mean, seriously, this is the most arrogant witch. She just seriously encapsulates the most arrogant witch you could ever see. Watch closely. Something much darker rides along with it. A cold creepiness rarely seen. Wow, I couldn't agree more with Julian Assange. I was saying this to my war room crew a while ago. I was like, guys, we can't even do Hillary anymore. She makes me so nauseous. I can't even do it. But she continues to come out and try to take this country down. So we're going to continue to address her. You know, speaking of trying to take this country down, we're still trying to pick up some of the trash left behind from the Obama administration. So now Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is pleading guilty to desertion and misbehavior. You know, and let's not forget that while all this is going on, so Barack Obama makes the deal to bring the deserter back home, trades five terrorists for the deserter, who's, it looks like, I mean, I don't know what kind of jail time potentially he's going to face or what his consequences are for this. But let's not forget what happened when President Obama gave a speech with Bergdahl's parents and the father got up to the podium and spoke perfect Pashtun, one of the hardest languages to speak, had a full beard, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know where your thought processes go. And then after that, you can see President Obama walking with the Bergdahls. Everyone's embracing each other, smiling, laughing, all over a soldier that betrayed his unit, misbehaved, and deserted, and is now going to have to face crimes. So that's interesting. Here's more of Obama's trash. Heaps of it. Illegal alien accused of murdering 18-year-old student was in DACA program. So Daniel DeJesus Rangel Scherer, 19, accused of murder, kidnapping, and possession of a weapon during a violent crime in connection with the death of an 18-year-old Diana Martinez Gonzalez. So he takes Diana Martinez Gonzalez out to the woods, murders her. There was one other victim that he probably would have also tried to murder, but she was able to get away. And yes, this individual was protected from deportation because of the DACA program. So there's one murderer. At least one that we know of. There's multiple, but here's one. A murderer kept here because of Barack Obama. Do you hear that? Then the Democrats. A murderer kept here because of the Democrats. We'll be right back.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones for now, Owen Schroyer. And we've picked up a lot of new listeners, I think, because of our coverage on the Las Vegas massacre. We're willing to go where other programs won't. We're willing to ask the questions that everyone's thinking that might not be politically correct. And we're willing to call out a cover-up when we see it, even though the fake news is going to attack us for it. But it's all coming to light. They're not going to get away with this. And more people are starting to remove the rose-colored glasses that they use to watch television news when they're seeing television news completely go along with the official story that makes no sense when you use common sense.
course, Vegas is suffering for this, and the bigwig casino owners aren't going to like that. Las Vegas tourism sees changes in aftermath of shooting. Yes, tourism is obviously down, but you would expect that, especially in the certain months following. Shifting Las Vegas massacre narratives has gamblers on edge. Even the regulars that are in Vegas constantly are concerned about what's going on. And again, everybody sees the cover-up. Everybody sees the false narrative. I mean, there's all these manhunts that go on. Manhunts after the Boston Marathon bombing. There was a manhunt, I think it was in Ohio, for a killer. But no manhunt over what happened in Vegas? Nothing? When it's clear there were probably multiple shooters? No manhunt, though. We're told it's all fine. It's all under control. We got him. We got Paddock. Vegas shooter's brain probed for hidden diseases. I'm still trying to figure this out because this is a story that keeps propping up every day. Someone new is reporting a new angle about his brain being probed. Didn't he shoot himself? What is going on? Was there not? Did he not shoot himself in the mouth? I mean, what? I'm trying to figure this out here. This is another just ambiguousness of the whole Paddock thing. Did he shoot himself? Was he shot by someone else? Was his head? I mean, how can you do any studies on someone's brain that had damage from a bullet? Or even beyond that, just suffered from massive internal bleeding. But they keep saying, we looked at his brain and it's provided us no answers. Oh, so just like everything else. Wow, shocking. And then Agent Ruse from the FBI comes out and says, we've made progress with this investigation. And then everybody's sitting here scratching their head like, what progress exactly? Because we still have the exact same questions we had day one. So what progress have you made? Well, I guess you've made significant progress in the cover-up, haven't you? That's right. You've successfully ran with the fake narrative since the whole thing began. And you keep coming back to the same questions. What about the lady running around saying that that everybody was going to die? Nothing. What about all of the eyewitness reports and videos that indicate multiple shooters? Nothing. I remember the first thing that people were saying, actually, before any of this, when they released Stephen Paddock and his information was, how old was Stephen Paddock? Like 64 or something? How did somebody that old pull this off by himself? That was actually the first instinctual response that some people had to me. But again, that just gets lost in the translation of all this. Now, here's another eyewitness report. This is from the Confessionals podcast. The Confessionals podcast has an eyewitness on from the Bellagio reporting shooters at the Bellagio during the Vegas massacre. Here's this eyewitness testimony.
First of all, I think what needs to be said is that, there were, from my perspective and what I know, there were multiple events that occurred around Las Vegas up and down the strip that night. It wasn't just, centralized at Mandalay as it has sort of been put forward in all the stories that people are hearing. I mean, if I were to kind of say one statement about everything I'm about to talk about, it's, my wife and I, we were in Vegas celebrating our 10th year anniversary, and on October 1st, we were involved in an incident with an active shooter at the Bellagio, and there's no mistake in my mind about that. This is something that happened, and it we were there. So we were leaving. We had just seen the Cirque du Soleil show at the Bellagio there. It closed just after, I believe, about 11 o'clock, just outside of 11, maybe about 11:10 local time. And we were walking through the casino. My wife stopped off to use the washroom, and then we decided we were going to continue through the lobby of the Bellagio. There's the beautiful ceiling, the flowers sculpture that's on the ceiling, and then they've got they've got like a conservatory, like a gardens on the other side of the lobby there. So we crossed through the lobby under the famous flower sculpture, and we entered the conservatory. And at that point, you know, people were standing around. Everybody had like cocktails in hand. They were kind of just hanging out. It was a very kind of jovial atmosphere at that point. You know, a big show had just let out. A lot of the audience had come out and sort of followed the same path. So people had they had a wonderful night. My wife and I included. And so we were taking photos in the conservatory, and all of a sudden there was just like this crescendo of screams that started behind us in the lobby, and you could just hear screams. That's the first thing I heard were these screams, and then I heard somebody yell, there's a shooter, there's a shooter. And then I heard distinctly like five or six pops, like pop, 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 like unmistakably gunfire. Unmistakably. It wasn't flip-flops on the floor. It wasn't, you know, the fountains outside. These were from right outside of that lobby area.
Pause it right there real quick.
And they were,
because this is so key. This is not the only eyewitness testimony to report this. And you can listen to the audio on the police scanners that concur what this eyewitness is saying. So you have to ask yourself, why isn't this being addressed in any of the press conferences? Why aren't questions being asked about this? None of the nitwit reporters that get into these press conferences are asking these questions, know about this? Nothing? Nothing from the FBI? Nothing from the Sheriff's Department? At least putting our fears at rest, saying, hey, there were shooters, but they weren't involved in the bigger attack? So again, why does this just get ignored? Back to the Confessionals podcast.
Very distinct. I mean, I haven't been close enough to a gunshot previously to be able to conclusively say 100% that was gunfire. But in my mind, that's what a gun sounds like. From everything I've heard on, you know, on television and in the movies and things of that nature, that's a gunshot. Those were gunshots. So that happened, and that was about 11:20 when we heard the shots and the screams and people yelling, and then, as I said, somebody yelling that there was a shooter. So I reached back, because there were, at that point, you could just hear the screams and see hundreds of people coming towards us through the conservatory, through the lobby there. You could just see them coming. So I reached back, I grabbed onto my wife's hand, and you know, we just started moving. At that point, we didn't know what was happening. It was the unknown factor. Like, was there a team of people coming towards us? Was there one guy? Like, what was the actual event that had occurred? Like, who was shooting, and where were they coming from? So we just started running. We just started going along with everyone else. And I mean, I tell you, there's nothing. There's no scarier moment that I've experienced in my life, because I thought at that point I was like, this is it. Like, how are we going to get out of this? Like, this is the end. Like, we're going to die here tonight.
So again, that's an eyewitness from the Mandalay Bay on the Confessionals podcast. Now pull up that story. The crew had this story pulled up while we were listening. If you're a YouTube viewer or a viewer at Infowars.com/show. No evidence of second shooter in Las Vegas attack, sheriff says. Now, have you ever seen an investigation conflict itself on so many different occasions? I'd have to check the timeline, but the sheriff specifically said, in more or less words, that he doesn't believe the shooter acted alone. And he says, it's hard to believe this man could have acted alone. We're still looking into possible accomplices. He's specifically referencing the point that there was so much ammunition, so many firearms brought up to the hotel room that he had to have an accomplice. But then he says, no evidence of a second shooter, even though we've got all the video evidence that you could possibly need. It's falling apart. Nobody's buying it. And that's the biggest thing about this. Nobody's buying the narrative. Nobody's buying the official story. And any news media outlet that's just going along with it is clearly fake news. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. That's infidelbodyarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As most of you already know,